What's up, After Buzzers? I'm back, and I'm so excited to break down this brand new episode, That Was Weird. We're watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Perfect song.
Yeah, the What You Made Me Do.
I was trying to think of songs too, and this is perfect.
Yes.
Love it. You gotta see the video first.
Yeah, I think so. It's Dorit.
It is. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are breaking down episode 9, season 8 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm here with my girls. Richie is not here tonight, but he will be here next week. I'm your host, Thomas Relina. I'm back from the Philippines. If you guys want to see some pictures in the Philippines and my interview with CNN Philippines, check out my Instagram at Thomas Relina. And where can we find you girls?
Hey, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you could find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV, and you could find me on Instagram at J.Leone TV, and I just started YouTube, so go to my link there.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole. You can find me on all of my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Yes, we're all here. It's amazing to be back. So Yay! Let's just dive right back into this episode. There's a lot that's different this time around. I think Kyle and Lisa being involved in the drama again. I think we said a couple weeks back that they weren't really in it. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of like the old season back all over again where they're having issues.
Yes.
So it's interesting that Bravo doesn't show the flashback. They don't have that part of the show because it's the night before. But the girls got a little wild. Mm-hmm. And we see that. And they had a bit of a problem with Erica leaving. Now, what are your guys' thoughts about Erica leaving? I know she said that it was because she was having menstrual cramps, mm-hmm. and you guys being women, how do you feel about leaving, and was it really weird?
I think it was more so of a bigger issue when Dorit brought it up. It was probably something that they just kind of said in passing, like, oh, yeah, it was kind of weird, you know, whatever. Maybe it was a situational thing, but as a woman and all of that, I mean, I get it, being in pain and also being concerned about where, you know, things are going to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel for her, and I'm sure it is embarrassing, especially having all those cameras there, and there's a lot of women, and Teddy's a girl she doesn't know, and we already know about Erica that she is a person that is reserved, mm-hmm. and she does have that shy side to her. So this was probably just kind of humiliating for her, which is not to jump ahead, but what I feel about her going back when Teddy went to go touch her. Mm-hmm. So that's just my opinion on that.
Well, first off, when you're on your period, like, I know for me, I'm like I don't even want to look at nobody. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay in bed and watch Netflix. Mm-hmm. But
so her even going yes. was like a
getting
big
a visual
deal.
Of you watching yeah. it. Okay, got yeah. it. Okay.
If you're gonna like, I think it was nice of her to go visit her friends, and I personally don't take it personal if she wants to go to a hotel and be by herself and like just go to sleep, if that's, you know, what she did.
Yeah.
Well, her side of the story. Yeah. But I understand that. I mean, she came to see her friends and then she went to sleep, and especially maybe they had white blankets.
Yeah.
So
she was probably thinking she was considerate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what she was saying. And I think some of the women took it wrong. I think a lot of people, if somebody checks out of a situation, it's like, oh, they feel like they're better or they want to go do this. But in actuality, it was really like she was being, you know, respectful of her property. So
right.
I don't think the women took it that way. But someone who kind of wanted to spice things up, and I think now we can say that Dorit is kind of the villain this season. She's definitely yeah. taken Lisa Rinna's throne in that arena.
She has.
I just read comments on Twitter, and a lot of people are like, you know, Dorit's like the worst, but she's great for the show. And it is true. I mean, she sets up these situations to blow them up into proportion. So she goes and tells Erica that Kyle says something. And it's interesting that she chose Kyle, because she knows how close and tight Kyle has been. You know, she's gone on private trips with Erica. That's kind of like a high-end relationship that they have. And she chose to talk about her when other women were also talking about her. So mm-hmm. do you think that she's trying to set up Kyle to kind of lower the friendship so that she can get higher in the rankings?
Yeah, and I think she's been doing that too with the whole Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle situation. She's been attacking Kyle. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like, in my opinion, just in a catty way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just have a question.
Okay.
Why does Dorit like to gossip so much?
I think it's to be on the show.
To be on the show, but I do think that's part of her personality in a way.
I mean, if you had a friend like that, would you want to be around that? Because I know I would, and I'd be like, I'm over you. You are just stop gossiping. Like, go keep busy with your life. Like, yeah. It's just too much. Like, every time. But I, mm-hmm. and then I understand that she's being honest, mm-hmm. which is good in a friendship because it's honesty, loyalty. But sometimes it's just gossip.
Yeah.
I don't think it's so much to this whole honest thing. Oh, you're just being honest. Like,
brutally honest.
It's honesty, but it's also camera time.
Yeah, exactly.
And Dorit loves camera time. And I love Dorit. I think that she's great for the show. And she does have her moments, but she's been bringing it this season, especially the fact that Lisa Rinna is so big. Busy with the girl with her girls, that this is the new Lisa Rinna.
Yeah,
so she's just trying to tear up everybody's friendship.
She is. That's how you stay on the show. I mean, Kelly Dodd did that in OC, and you kind of like learn your first season. Okay, I got to bring it, you know. And you know, we'll talk later about if we feel Teddy is bringing it, because I think she's not really bringing it. I don't really think that she cares too much to bring it either. So we'll see. But Camille kind of stepped up and brought back
Team
season one, where she. You know, I feel like she's been a little reserved. I think season one really shook her up with a lot of the people attacking her. But she goes and says, and she calls her a tattletale. I think she could have said a lot more worse things, but she's trying to keep it together. Camille kind of spiced it up in that moment.
She's calling everyone out. I like it. She's just going for it.
That's like the worst. When you're a kid and they call you a tattletale, it's like, oh my God, I am like not cool anymore. Yeah. I'm a tattletale.
You're not coming to my birthday party.
No. Yeah.
It was very classic, like old school days.
Yes, I love it.
So Erica's now tearing up, and then we also see Teddy tearing up. It was just like a tearful, I mean, it was a great opening of 10 minutes. Mm. We both said that we could have ended the episode in 10 minutes. That's how good the drama was. But We're having like a crying fest. I mean, they all just started their morning, and we have two women in tears.
Well, women do sink, so like maybe everyone's just emotional.
Especially when you're on your period, you're going to be crying a storm.
That's true.
So who knows? Maybe Teddy was sinking with Erica, but I just think that the whole Teddy thing was probably because. Like I said before, with Erica feeling the way she was feeling, just very overwhelmed, like the little girl in her probably wanted to run and just have a moment again by herself, because the girls were probably having a good time the night before. She probably didn't want to interrupt that as well, in addition to the sheets issue. But then when Teddy went to go help her
comfort her
own way, you know, we all have our own love languages. So I feel that. There was just a little miscommunication, but they kind of brought it together, though, in the end, when they were, you know, parting, I think.
At the end of the episode.
Yeah, well,
not in that moment.
No, the end of the time at Teddy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
You felt like that was a good ending to it?
I don't know if it's good. I mean, not great.
Yeah,
let's just say it's not great.
Yeah.
But it seemed like they understood, and they were like, okay, it was Dorit that happened to say this, so we're just going to move forward from here.
Interesting. Like, yeah, no, I get that point. Interesting with Dorit, Erica and Teddy, it's like two women that you think would be besties because they have such strong personalities, but we're seeing throughout the season they're not really gelling well, and it kind of is replicant to last season with Dorit. So
maybe, wait, I have a question. Was Erica crying? And she went to the restroom. She was kind of tearing up. And I felt like Teddy, you know, she tried to touch her. But I think what Teddy should do is kind of get to know Erica. Like, what is she like? What doesn't she like? You know, with friends. Like, some friends don't like you to touch them. So you completely understand. So you don't do it. Mm-hmm. And then there's other friends like, give me a hug. Give me some juice. You know, like, and they love that love, right? But everybody's different. And I feel like Teddy, like, when she backed up and, you know, felt sad that Erica did that, it was almost like two little girls, like, kind of getting, like, really sad about something that they should
It's like their own personal demons that they're dealing with. It's like she was in the corner dealing with her situation, Erica, and then if they were to come together, I think that would be a stronger power.
And I feel like Erica should get to know Teddy, too, and her friendship. Like, take her out to a coffee or lunch just to get to know each other one-on-one.
People in the chat room are agreeing with Olga. Erica kind of dismissed Teddy's feelings at the end of their moment, which is, to your point, that Erica should get to know Teddy a little bit more, because people felt, or people in the chat room felt, like that was a little dismissive. And I think that's Erica's personality, mm-hmm. where it takes her time to get to know people. Mm-hmm. So one person who was missing in the episode, which I really wish was there, was Miss Rena. Mm-hmm. I these moments where she's not there, I'm like, I wonder how it would have been if Lisa Rena was in there, because she's always good at kind of like meddling in a little bit. But we get to see her and her career, and I've noticed every single episode we're having flashbacks to her past career. I think Bravo has definitely given her a lot in the sense where they're really promoting the girls. This mm-hmm. is her thing. I mean, sometimes when I'm watching the show, it's like Lisa Rena and the girls and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You feel that way, especially with a lot of the flashbacks that they have to support her segments?
You know what I think is going on is that Rena had a few scheduling conflicts. So they're just trying to make it work with her involved as well. That's just what I think, because mm-hmm. it seems like she's really busy every day.
Yeah.
So I think that the way that they're kind of integrating all of it is her family life. She's spending time at home, you know, not so much out to lunch with the girls, you know, that kind of thing.
It's so good for her, though. And it's especially good for all the girls, because I was watching. I was like, well, they don't have a reality show like the Kardashians do or other, you know, up-and-coming people. And that's kind of how Yolanda's daughters got in the limelight. So we're kind of seeing it replicate, and it's kind of nice to see like a new wave of girls coming up in the modeling world.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where they go, because I'm sure it's going to be far.
Yeah, I mean, they've already made it in Vogue. I think that's a huge step. Vogue Taiwan, I think that's already huge in itself.
Huge.
You know? But I like seeing how her daughters are, you know, getting their apartment. Like, we're going through the process with her kids. Yeah. And I like seeing that, because a lot of the struggles you don't see on TV, people don't talk about it, but it's mm-hmm. nice to see that on TV. You know, their new apartment, that's exciting.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's very positive. You get, like, positive energy when you see Rena and her family. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean, some people would disagree of that from last season, but I think that there's just a good energy that comes. So when you see all the women drama, then go back to Rena, it's like, oh.
If there's a balance.
Like she said, you learn from your mistakes.
Absolutely.
Audrey in the chat room. I love how passionate you guys are. Dorit is really sucking up to Erica to make up for last season. Glad Camille called her out.
Oh, I agree, Audrey. Yeah. That's I agree.
Just see you, girl.
Yeah.
So another thing that I am enjoying this episode is we're all getting ready to go to Fashion Week, and I love how we get to see all the women kind of start packing. And I know you girls, I mean, you guys have great fashion, seeing everybody like get their outfits together. I mean, New York Fashion Week is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. So seeing that moment is really exciting.
Oh, it was so cute. And I loved seeing how they would get ready too.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's got their own person that they want to ask or mm-hmm. talk to.
It's interesting that Lisa Vanderpump and I mean, she doesn't have a personal stylist. Mm-hmm. She just asks, like, her maid, pretty much. But she has some great style as well.
Yeah, and she has her classic moments that she likes, and she'll keep bringing back, I feel. You know? You got the LVP and those button-downs.
I just want to know how much, like, a total closet is. Like, how much is Erica's whole closet? How much is, you know, Kyle's closet? These closets, I mean, some of those handbags are already $10,000.
That reminds me of, like, the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous or whatever from back in the day. Yes. Like, it's good to be Christina Aguilera or something, I loved those.
I want to see Erica in that pink and black dress with the bows, and it was just like, I want to see her in it.
I bet it's cute.
Yes. Because I love the color pink.
Yeah. But she talked about it. She was like, no, it's cute. Like, trust me, it's cute. It's sexy on. Like, and I have outfits like that. I'm like, no, trust me.
Yeah, you have to see it on the body.
See it on.
So Teddy goes into Kyle's store. They're kind of like just talking about the situation. Again, I've noticed that a lot of the drama is going to be repeating itself. We're not getting over things. Camille's still not over the C word from episodes back.
I think she was just kind of using that. Like,
I know. She needed something.
I love it so much.
Natalie says, I like how Kyle is taking Teddy under her wing, especially with the fashion. I do too. Yeah. It really looks like Teddy is kind of a tomboy, like mm-hmm. a really, really pretty tomboy. But she is kind of struggling to find that fashion sense. And it's kind of nice that Kyle, who's such like a glamazon.
Yeah.
Totally.
Is just taking her under her wing.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to her store?
I have. It's right next to my doctor's, actually.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
How is it?
It's actually really cute.
Is it big?
It is, and there's even like affordable stuff in there, like jewelry and really cute accessories for like your office, like random stuff that you wouldn't expect, kind of like a Kitson. Okay. It's cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, for you guys out there who aren't, definitely go to Kyle's store and check it out. I do kind of see like it would be like Kitson because she has so many different designers, right? Do they don't have Kitson anymore.
No.
They got rid of Kitson.
R.I.P. Got rid of it. But
well, now they have Kyle.
Right. Oh, they do. And the clothes are actually really cute. Like, I was trying on a whole bunch of stuff. They didn't have my size, though. Okay. And anything.
I always like her earrings, the emerald earrings. I love those.
Yeah, those are really nice.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle's opinion of Dorit is that she is crafty, and I think Kyle is starting to see now, especially being called out in that moment. It's always the best when someone feels like they have a moment to someone and they can tell them whatever, and then they get called out right then and there. And I think that moment where, you know, Erica is the type to be like, what did you say? And there's Dorit kind of just sitting there just kind of like, oh. But then, like, she doesn't get the crazy, you know, people don't go off on Dorit like how I feel like people should in terms of, like, putting them under fire. They're kind of just like, ugh.
Do you feel that they're more observant and they're quick to reply, or they're just letting her?
I think that they're just kind of letting her run the show, because I think that these, or not running the show, but running the moment, because I think they've been on the show for so long that they're like, oh my God, it's happening again. It's a new girl that's doing it. We've run through a lot of women, and especially Kyle. You know, she's seen it all. Mm-hmm. So seeing a situation like this, she's just like, I know what's happening. It's kind of like a game, I think. What do you think?
I think you're right on point. And also, I really liked Kyle this episode, where she really called out Dorit, even later on when they were talking. I think it was just her confessional, just talking about Dorit. And I was like, huh. You see it. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Like, I really like that she's speaking up and not trying to be so PC about everything.
Yeah.
You know? I think that she is coming out of her shell just for this season. Mm-hmm. You know, not that she was in a shell before, but I feel like the beginning of this season was slow for Kyle.
Yeah.
And things are coming up.
She's getting back into it. I think there was even a season where she wasn't really in it that much. I think that was the season that she was promoting American Woman.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
was kind of like in behind the scenes, nothing was really happening, and now we're seeing, I specifically know I said on this show that Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump have been kind of in the back seat, and now they're in the front seat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, and we'll get into the three-way friendship dilemma that is going on, which is always great, and people can relate to that. Back to the chat room, Dorit has crazy eyes this season. Anyone agree? Or does she always look that way?
Crazy eyes.
I think she talks with her eyes.
How do crazy eyes look like?
I don't know. I guess we could just look at Dorit. Because Tabitha's saying it.
Well, Tabitha, what are crazy eyes?
Yes. I think she always has.
Tell me.
Olga says she already has. Like? Yeah.
I think she does like the strong stare, and it's kind of just like she's really making sure that you
like
understand.
This?
Exactly. That's it. That's it. So yes, and Dorit is going to be on Lisa Vanderpump's magazine cover, which she seems to be really excited. It's her first cover. Mm-hmm. So we'll see that. Interesting now at the end of this episode how she was kind of bad-mouthing Lisa Vanderpump, and that's going to be interesting for the next episode because that's your cover girl that's talking bad about you. We'll see how that pans
Ooh,
out.
I'm excited for that.
Funny that they included when they were going shopping for Delilah's furniture, the pills. We go back to Lisa Rinna owning the pills.
That was so great.
How crazy that she walks in and there is a jar of pills that are plastic. But that looked super cool, actually.
Yeah. It did
I
look
wonder
cool.
if it was glass.
No, she said it was plastic.
Oh, plastic.
Yeah.
That she is could, really cool. Someone probably was a fan of the show. I was like, we got to put
it.
This out because we're
coming.
I know,
because I'm like, why are there just like pills right there? So then we arrived to New York City. Love going to New York City and just seeing all the women get to their hotels, checking in, seeing how everybody is arriving to the city. We see Kyle's new store. And I remember previous seasons, like they showed in the flashback, we saw this mess of a space. And it's interesting to watch kind of like the development of the teenage girls and seeing their steps. It's interesting to me to see the steps of building these stores,
yes.
building these properties like Lisa built Pump. And kind of seeing like all of the, you know, seeing it come to fruition is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we see Lisa's store and we see Kyle's store. And pretty much we get like the 411 when we get to the dinner. All the women are joined with Lisa Rinna. We hadn't seen her in a while. And Dorit kind of just goes straight into it and basically tells her everything that happened. Now, I think Lisa being gone for 2 weeks is a long time to not be in the mix. So she must have carved out some really good scheduling time for her daughters for that, because she missed out on a lot of drama.
She really did.
Yeah.
And I think that when she was sitting at the table, she's like, oh, okay, it's happening even with or without me.
I know. What did you think about that moment?
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand why Dorit has to, every time she hangs out with the ladies, she has to say the same thing over and over and move on. Like, but I just wish Dorit would just tell the person, like, one-on-one, and then whoever said it, so that they could hear if that's true or not. But I'm Team Camille, and I'm getting to the point where I'm just going to, like, start saying what I feel because, like, Dorit, stop, please. Like, enough. I can't. Like, it's too much gossip for me. Like, it's just too much.
Is it too much gossip for you, or are you enjoying this
me?
Dorit?
Oh, no. I'm going to sip the tea the whole way. It's not a hard thing for me to watch at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how hard these women have to work to hold their diamonds throughout, like, seasons and seasons on, because this is really good exposure for her swim line. We know that PK stayed behind and doesn't go to New York because she's building her fashion line. Do you guys follow these women on Instagram or social media?
I don't,
media?
No.
She had just gone to Mexico, we're talking about Dorit, and she had posted some of her bathing suit pieces. So that's all coming together.
How are they? Are they cute?
They look really cute. I think you should definitely check it out on her Instagram page.
Are they for curvy women too?
Yes. Okay, yeah, perfect. She's definitely, some of the pieces, I think she's trying to target the spring because she knows bathing suit season's coming up. So it looks like she's put in a lot of time into it. So
bathing suits are hard. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've noticed the back. It's a lot of back design.
Yeah, because you want to hold up everything.
Yeah.
I haven't found anything that'll hold it up. It's like really thin.
Audrey in the chat is saying Dorit is trying to be Erica 2.0 because Erica has such a huge fan base and is so beloved. I also think that is why LVP is interested in Erica's friendship. Do we agree?
I agree, Audrey. I also think that you were on a point when we were watching and you said something about Teddy having a crush on her.
Yes.
Yeah, totally does.
Does anybody in the chat room that is chatting with us at the moment, or listeners, leave us a comment. Does Teddy like Erica?
I like Erica. I have a crush on her.
I do too. Yeah, I think everybody has a crush on Erica.
Yes.
I just think they're clashing in terms of just, I'm sure, I think it's their past that they're not able to kind of move forward.
No, I think it's lifestyle.
Lifestyle, okay.
110%, because they're so at the ends of the spectrum. Like, for example, I would have, like, as a woman, a lot of times other women want to put certain women in a category and understand that, oh, all women that like Gucci bags are like this, you know, and I get it. A lot of people would think certain things of certain people because of what they like. I don't think that Teddy particularly is doing that to Erica, but she just knows the lifestyle. She grew up in Beverly Hills. She, you know, has a famous dad, and she's just like kind of rejected that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, and I think
to see it fully blown in front of her face.
Yes. But that's what I think.
Maybe Teddy doesn't know how to get close to Erica. She might be intimidated by her glamorous, like, persona, but I think if she just talks to her one-on-one, I think they're gonna get along. I can see it, but they're just maybe two people that are listening to others, possibly. Mm-hmm. But I think once they sit down and talk, they're gonna love each other, like best friends forever. I can see it.
You can see it?
Yeah, they're different, but they'll definitely be friends.
Yeah. Olga says, I think you crush on someone who is what you wish you could be. Teddy seems insecure and introverted, so I can see why she girl crushes on Erica.
Olga!
That is spot on, girl!
Yes. We have a spot right here, girl.
Exactly.
Yes.
And by the way, we love that you guys are so passionate about it. We love reading the comments as well. So this is great. It's like we have an extra panelist here tonight.
Yeah.
So it's so much fun. What we really want to talk about now is the three-way friendship drama. This saga between Kyle, Dorit, and Lisa Vanderpump. Now, Erica seems to think that Lisa Vanderpump is loving this whole drama. And Her leaving in the Rolls Royce last, I know I wasn't here last week, but that was so classic. Like, did she tell her driver to drive off? What driver, while she's having a conversation, speeds off like that?
She's that was so perfect.
She's like, go, but wait until I see these words. Like, right?
Because
it was just, it was so perfectly done. Like, and the reactions were so priceless.
Oh, it's probably like a gold mine. Like, that goes on the top of the pyramid of all of the great housewife moments. Like,
exactly.
It's definitely going to be repeated over and over again.
I love how she just threw the Cartier. That's for PK, and I'm leaving. It was like an $8,000, like, something. She's like, that's for PK, I'm leaving in my Rolls Royce. I love Lisa Vanderpump.
I love her, too.
But, so this three-way friendship drama. Now, Kyle, we see, is very passionate and says, I've known you longer. And I think even though Kyle doesn't want to really show that inner, what is it, like high school, like, this is my friend, this isn't your friend. It's like, you see it on TV, it's hard for her to hide it. Because she has those moments where she's like, but I've known you longer. Like, no one says that, I feel. Like, I don't say that to my friends, but I can see, it's their lifestyles and their world is so different. But Dorit seems to just kind of be like, chill about it. But, you know, there's always that calculation, I feel, with her. So, What are your overall thoughts about this? Because I know that's what a lot of people are probably talking about this episode in this season.
I said a lot on our show last week about it. Mm-hmm. I just feel that I actually rewatched, and I feel like I need to rewatch that again. But it's like very small little things piled up into one moment where it was just a lot as a viewer. There's just a lot going on that I think it's hard for us to hone in on one issue.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, who has a problem with who and why? What's going on? How did this one feel over this one? You know, and Kyle crying was probably just an overwhelming thing. Like, okay, I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
And absolutely, I think that Dorit was just a little calculated in that moment. And maybe LVP wanted to take over a moment and just be like, no, I'm winning this moment. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel that.
Thoughts?
I think Lisa is sitting and watching this all unfold.
Like, she doesn't
and
even
is
care.
Loving it.
Really?
Yes. I think she's the villain.
Because she can sense it. She's the queen, right? So she kind of senses it.
I think she's observing what's going on.
Yeah. And then going in when she feels that she's like, okay, I'll assert myself here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Assert myself here.
Natalie says, it seems like Dorit's in the process of ruining both the friendships with LVP and Kyle, which in turn is bringing those two closer. Because we do see Kyle and Lisa get really close, and I just think they have so much history. And regardless if, you know, Lisa doesn't tell Kyle as much as Kyle tells Lisa, I feel like the friendship is still equal. It's equal in its own way.
But they always look like they have a great time. They're laughing, skipping, playing around. Like, they have a fun friendship, what they show, you know, so.
They understand each other.
Yeah.
I think you have those friends, and I'm just speaking overall with people. It's like, no matter, like, what, like, how foo-foo or crazy they are, it's like, I can't lose that friend, because then I won't have that type of friend. That's
we
how
all need
I feel.
A foo-foo friend.
Am you know I the foo-foo friend?
I have a lot of foo-foo friends, and it's just like, I don't want to lose them. They're fun. But anyways, we did hear, you know, the title of the episode is That Was Weird. I think Teddy overdid it with continuing with the That Was Weird, even from her place in Dana Point to New York City, we're still calling it weird. Kind of Erica shut that down and was like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I don't care. And Lisa backed her up. Lisa Rinna backed her up on it. And Teddy, again, crumbles. And, like, she has that strong when Erica's not around. We saw, like, behind her back, she's very, like, you know, quick with her words and just says whatever she wants. And she doesn't give an F. But then when Erica's there and Erica's saying that to her, she's just kind of like, you know, she's not who she is when she's without Erica. It's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like Erica's a very confident woman, and she has her own power.
Yeah.
She's that confidence. And when you allow others to take your power away, then you get, like, insecure and, you know, just you let them drain you and the gossip and all that. Just own your own power, like, confidence, you know?
I think a lot of people aren't like Erica. So when someone is encountered with someone like that who's very direct, straight to the point, look in your eyes. Like, for a while in L.A., I discovered, and I was I was told that I looked like I was intimidating people because I was someone who looked at them in the eye. And I'm like, really? Like, where I come from Chicago, everyone does that.
Yeah.
But sometimes, it depends on what culture you come from, people are intimidated by that.
Yeah.
I just think that maybe there's some kind of miscommunication in this.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, we're only 9 episodes in season 8. There's a lot more to go.
I need more friends like you. We don't beat around the bush. You get straight to the point.
Exactly.
I need that.
It's all the eye contact here. So, the ending of the episode, we are kind of seeing Dorit badmouth Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody at the table is taking notice of that, especially Lisa Rinna, who has been around the circus many, many times.
Yeah.
Why is Dorit doing that? Now, I get that she wants to stir the pots around, but she's definitely playing with a lot of fire, considering Lisa Vanderpump you don't go for because it just never works out. Usually you end up getting fired. And, you know, it's interesting that she's kind of doing that to her, especially putting her on the magazine and doing everything for her, kind of taking her under her wing. Thoughts on why Dorit would do that? I'm shocked. I was ending the episode. I'm like, wait, who's she talking about? And, you know, that's... You have to, in the game of Housewives, you have to, as much as you stir the pot, you can do it all you want, but you have to have an ally. And I don't know if she has a strong enough ally within the other women. I don't think so.
I agree with you.
So why to Lisa Vanderpump? What is your final thoughts?
Well, first, I loved Lisa's outfit. It was like a mysterious detective. I'm not sure if she had an umbrella, but I loved that.
In the preview to next
year.
Yes.
I loved that look. But,
why would Dorit go after Lisa Vanderpump?
I don't think she did it maliciously or on purpose or anything like that. I just think that she just talks too much. She even says it. She talks too much. And sometimes it could be insecurity. It could be that's who she is. It could be anything. But I just think that she really needs to know who she's going to say something about and who she should not.
Ouch. Brooklyn says, Dorit got caught up. Being fake does that.
Ooh, I think that we opened Pandora's box with her. She basically just keeps going because I
full speed.
Yeah, she's not holding back. It's just going, going, going now. And there's everyone's a target, but it's kind of like spinning out of control with word vomit.
It is.
And
I
don't think she is realizing what's going on in the world around her.
Uh-huh.
And you do need an ally.
You do need
there's
an ally.
One rule. And I think she's trying to put all these things together and checklist, but that's something she forgot.
Yeah, that's something that was an oversight.
Yeah.
She totally forgot that you do need friends on the show. You can't just stir the pot. And Lisa Vanderpump really had her back. So interesting to see on the next episode if Lisa is going to forgive her as quick or if she's not, or if she's going to kind of drag her along like how she has with other housewives who've had to wait their turn to get that, you know, good grace from Lisa Vanderpump again.
Yeah, I mean, look at what happened with Brandy.
Yeah, exactly. And I really hope that doesn't happen to Dorit, but we'll see what happens. Any final thoughts for this episode 9? That was
great
weird.
Episode.
Great episode.
I love the fashion in it.
Yeah.
This episode.
Everything was great.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say, I stayed up late last night to watch both episodes.
So
I was like up to date. I'm like, what is Dorit doing? It was like 3 in the morning I was watching this. And I was like, what is Dorit doing? But
making a mess.
Making a mess. Well, thank you guys so much for watching with us. We have so much fun. We're very passionate about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You guys make sure to tune in to us every week. We read all of the comments and make sure to like AfterBuzz TV everywhere. And where can we find you?
You can find me on all my social media under Cynthia Nicole 5.
Hey guys, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV, and then all the links are there, so just go to Twitter.
Yes, make sure to follow all the girls, and make sure to follow me. I'm Thomas Relina, and please check out my YouTube show. It's called Your Time with Thomas, The Experience. I take you throughout all of Los Angeles, and coming up, I have all of my Philippines episodes coming up from the very beginning of my trip, so make sure to check out my YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we will see you next week.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.